Zanfu, The Organ Systems of Traditional Chinese Medicine by Jeremy Ross. Chapter 8. Pi and Wei. Inability of Pi to govern Shi. Signs. These may include some signs of deficient Pi Qi or deficient Pi Yang, and in addition hemorrhages, especially of the lower body, for example, purpura, melena, and abnormal uterine bleeding. Pathology. These signs result from deficiency of qi and deficiency yang or pi, resulting in insufficient qi and yang to hold shui in shui mai, with resultant extravasation. This type of hemorrhage is associated with deficiency and was sign of cold, contrasting with the type of hemorrhage associated with excess and with heat, as in Gan disharmonies. Treatment. The principle of treatment is to strengthen Pi Qi and to strengthen and warm Pi Yang, to enable Pi Qi and Pi Yang to govern Shui. Also, Shen Yang is strengthened and warmed to support Pi Yang. Reinforcing method and moxa are used. For example, in abnormal uterine bleeding, four important points are Guan Yuan, rainfall, San Yin Jiao, which is spleen 6, Shen Shu, which is bladder 23, Jiao Xin, kidney 8. These four points strengthen Pi and Shen and regulate Chong Mai and Ren Mai to govern Shi. The combination of Guanyang and San Yin Jiao can invigorate Shen, Pi, Gan, Ren Mai, and Chong Mai to restore the function of those stretch and control of Shi. Shen Shu and Jiang Xin invigorate the Shen Yang function of astringency of holding Shi with Shi Mai. Jiao Xin as an empirical point in this context. Contrast these points with the points used for abnormal uterine bleeding with signs of heat and excess, see page 109. The following points may be added as required and used with reinforcing method and moxa. Qi Hai, which is Ren 6, to invigorate Qi and Yang. Zhu San Li, which is stomach 36, and Pi Shu, which is bladder 20, to reduce bleeding by strengthening Pi function. Ge Shu, which is bladder 17, and Min Men is the influential point for Shi. Min Men, which is Du 4, and Fu Liu, kidney 7, is to strengthen Yang Qi. Further points may be added depending on the accompanying signs and the needs of the particular patient at the time. Common disease patterns: functional abnormal uterine bleeding, bleeding hemorrhoids, and hemophilia. Sinking of Pi Qi. Signs: the pattern of sinking of Pi Qi may show some signs of deficient Pi Qi and of deficient Pi Yang, and in addition, prolapse of internal organs of the lower body. For example, prolapse of anus, vagina, uterus, bladder, and stomach with dragging sensation in the lower abdomen. Also, there may be signs of a severe chronic diarrhea or urinary incontinence. Pathology. The signs result from the failure of the function of Yang and Qi to hold things up. Treatment. The principle of treatment is to strengthen Qi and Yang, especially of Shen and Pi, and to use points specific for prolapse of the particular organ or organs involved. For example, there are various methods for treating stomach prolapse, most involving transverse insertion of long needles into the abdominal muscle layer, often joining two or more points together. Points such as the following may be used: Wei Shen Shui, NCAA team, Guangyuan ran 4, Chuihai ran 6, Chengwang ran 12, and Zhusan Li stomach 36. Zhusan Li and Chengwang are used with reinforcing method and moxa to strengthen the middle jaw. Common disease pattern. This pattern includes prolapse of the organs of the lower body, hemorrhage, diarrhea, and urinary incontinence. Invasion of pee by cold and damp. Origins. External cold may enter the body either as a climatic factor or via excess intake of raw or cold food and drink. Such things are iced water, ice cream, and food and drink straight from the refrigerator are likely to depress the function of pee, whether they are taken in winter or in summer, and according to TCM, should be avoided. External dump may become a pathological factor, especially in rural society, as mist or fog. This may occur in mountainous areas over stretches of water or in the early morning before sunrise, and may be a hazard for those working in these conditions. Dump may also be a factor for those working in water, for those working in living or in a damp place, or for those who, after profuse perspiration, remain in damp clothes. Invasion of cold and damp, unless the body is chronically exposed to extreme levels of these factors, only occurs when the body is weak, either due to constitution or to the effect of other disease factors, for example, trauma, overwork, and emotional disturbance. Either cold or damp may eventually give rise to deficient yang, which itself may give rise to internal cold due to lack of the yang capacity to warm and move, or to internal damp due to inadequate transformation and transportation of function of pi, leading to accumulation of jing ye. Cold and damp may therefore give rise to each other via deficient yang. Thus, internal cold and internal damp often occur together in the body, just as external cold and external damp are a common combination of external disease factors. Subdivisions. The pattern of invasion of pi by cold and damp may be subdivided according to whether cold or damp predominates. If the former, a common association is with the pattern of retention of fluid anyway due to cold, see page 97, and with the pattern of deficient pi yang, see page 88. If damp predominates, subdivision is according to whether the damp is predominantly internal or external. The internal pattern is sometimes called damp depressing pi, and the external pattern is sometimes called external damp obstructing. The origin of these two patterns is summarized in figure 8.3. Deficient Shen Yang may underlie or accompany deficient Pi Yang, and both may give rise to internal cold and damp. Alternatively, internal cold and damp may over a long period give rise to deficient Shen Yang and deficient Pi Yang. This internal cold and damp may invade Pi. This is a deficiency pattern turning into excess, and is usually a chronic disharmony with a gradual onset. External cold and damp may invade pi, an external pattern which is usually acute and of more sudden onset than the pattern of deficiency. However, deficient pi yang and deficient shen yang may predispose towards invasion of pi by external cold and damp, so that both the internal and external patterns may occur together. For example, there may be an acute aggravation of the chronic deficiency condition by the invasion of external cold and damp, resulting in a temporary excess situation. Signs. These may include lethargy, loss of appetite, and a sense of taste, feeling of heaviness of limbs or head, and feeling of fullness in chest or abdomen. There may be copious or turbid secretions, for example, cloudy urine, leucorrhea, diarrhea, stickiness of eyes, and fluid-filled skin eruptions. There may be retention or dribbling of urine and oedema. The pulse is slippery and perhaps slow. The tongue is pale with thick white glazy coat. Pathology. The signs of this pattern may include signs of deficient Qi and deficient Yang, but are characterized by signs of dump. Some signs of dump derive from the accumulation and turbidity of Jinye resulting from poor transformation and transportation function of Pi. Also, dump is associated with accumulation and may result in obstruction and stagnation. For example, obstruction of the movement of Qi result in the feeling of fullness in chest and abdomen and incomplete urination. The turbidity of Jinye leads to cloudy urine, stickiness of the eyes, etc., and the simple accumulation of fluid results in oedema, fluid-filled skin eruptions, and in diarrhea. The slippery pulse is associated with dump or phlegm in the system, and the slow pulse with cold. The pale tone is associated with deficient Qi and Yang. The thick, greasy coat with internal dump or phlegm, and the white coat with cold. Some signs are due to dump depressing the function of spleen. For example, in general lethargy, loss of appetite, and loss of ability of Pi to distinguish the five flavors. Treatment. The principle of treatment is to strengthen Pi and Wei to resolve dump, and to warm and strengthen Qi and Yang to disperse cold. All the points are used with both reinforcing method and Moxa. For example, for chronic enteritis caused by invasion of Pi by cold and dump, the following points may be used. Qi Hai, which is Ren 6, strengthens Qi so as to retain fluids, but also invigorates Qi circulation to disperse dump. Chong Wang, Ren 12, invigorates Pi Qi and Pi Yang to aid transformation and transportation functions of Pi. Tian Shu, Stomach 25, regulates Qi of Wei and intestines. When used together with Zhong Wang, invigorates Pi and reduces dump. Shen Chu Shu, which is Stomach 37, lower He point of Da Chan, regulates Qi of Wei and intestines, invigorates Pi and reduces dump. Common disease patterns. This pattern includes chronic gastroenteritis, dysentery or hepatitis. Dump heat accumulates in Pi. This pattern may be subdivided according to whether dump or heat predominate. If the former, there will be no thirst or thirst without desire to drink, a pulse that is not particularly rapid, and a tongue that is not particularly red. In the latter, there will be thirst, the pulse will be rapid, and tongue will be red. The pattern may also be subdivided according to whether the dump heat is predominantly external or predominantly internal. The latter is generally chronic and of gradual onset, and can arise from excess consumption of greasy food, alcohol, etc., over a long period of time. The former is generally acute and on sudden onset, and can arise from either exposure to hot, humid climate or from consumption of contaminated food. A further subdivision can be made according to whether obstruction of the flow of bile occurs or not. If it does not, then signs and treatment of this pattern are similar to those of blazing wake fire. see page 99. If there is obstruction of bile, resulting in jaundice and bitter taste in the mouth, then the signs and treatment are similar to those of dump heat in gan and dung. See page 118. Signs of heat are not usually associated with pee, and some texts do not include the category of dump heat accumulating in pee. The common disease patterns of hepatitis, cholecystitis, and cirrhosis generally being included under dump heat in gan and dung. Signs: there may be loss of appetite, general lethargy, sensation of heaviness or distension, low fever, thirst with no desire to drink, scanty, slightly yellow urine, jaundice, and bitter taste in the mouth. The tongue may be slightly red with a thick, greasy, yellowish coat, and the pulse may be slippery and slightly rapid. Pathology: there are signs of dump accumulating and obstructing flow of qi, such as sensations of heaviness or distension, and scanty urination. There are signs of dump depressing the pee function, for example, loss of appetite and general lethargy. There are signs of heat, for example, low fever, moderate thirst, slightly yellow urine, slightly rapid pulse, and a slightly red tongue with yellowish coat. Jaundice and bitter taste in the mouth may be present if the flow of bile is obstructed. Slippery pulse and thick, greasy tongue coat represent an accumulation of dump within the body. Treatment. See page 118 for treatment of hepatitis due to accumulation of dump heat in gan and dung, and see page 99 for treatment of stomachy ulcer due to blazing way fire. Common disease patterns. This pattern includes acute or chronic gastroenteritis, acute hepatitis, cholecystitis, and cirrhosis. Turbid phlegm disturbing the head. This pattern is a particular development of pee dump. Since phlegm is heavier than dump, the pattern is characterized by severe dizziness rather than by sensations of heaviness in the head. It's associated with a category of hypertension corresponding to obstruction by phlegm and dump, involving limbs heavy and numb with clumsy movement, congested feeling of chest, palpitation, dizziness, nausea, and vomiting, slippery pulse and tongue with thick, greasy coat. In addition to general points for hypertension such as Fen Qi, gallbladder 20, Chu Qi, large intestine 11, Zhu San Li, stomach 36, and Tai Chong, liver 3. The following points are added to dispel excess phlegm and dump: Nei Guan, pericardium 6, Feng Long, stomach 40, transforms phlegm. Nei Guan, pericardium 6, opens chest, calms shin and mind, and pacifies wei. In Lin Guan, spleen 9 eliminates dump and obstructions. This pattern is not included by some text and is not given separate importance in this book. Disharmonies involving obstruction of the orifices of shin or the orifices or the senses by phlegm are included in such disease patterns as windstroke sequelae, mania, and epilepsy. Summary: the pattern of disharmony of pee are basically patterns of deficiency, specifically of deficient qi and of deficient yang, particular progression of deficient pee qi and deficient pee yang are the sinking of pee qi and the inability of pee to govern shui. Deficient pee qi and deficient pee yang may be aggravated by all may be predisposed to invasion of P by external cold and dump. Differentiation between signs of dump and signs of cold is, for example, between sensations of heaviness or sensations of pain, aversion to dump or aversion to cold, a pulse which is predominantly slippery or a pulse which is predominantly slow, and a tongue which is greasy or is not. Invasion of P by external cold and dump may give rise to an excess pattern, or if there is an underlying deficiency of Pqi and of Pyang, to a situation of deficiency turning into excess. Some texts list another excess pattern, that of accumulation of dump heat in P. Other texts do not list this category, which may be included in dump heat in Gan and Dan. The pattern of turbid phlegm disturbing the head is also a pattern which is listed in some texts, but not in others. Various P disharmonies may occur together, for example, deficient Pqi, deficient Pyang, and invasion of P by cold and dump. Also, P disharmonies may be associated with disharmonies of other Zhangfu. For example, deficient Shenyang may be associated with deficient Pyang. Invasion of P by Gan may be associated with deficient Pqi, and invasion of P by cold and dump may be associated with retention of fluid in Wei due to cold. For a further discussion on this relationship, see pages 203 to 204.